everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and you're getting ready for yet, another work week. But maybe you have a week's vacation coming up. Usually that happens June, July, or August. In fact, something like 75% of all people who take a week's vacation take it either in June or they take it in August. Kate Delaney hanging with you, as always, in between and all the way around the states here. America Tonight, the name of the show, as we like to affectionately call it. If you have ADD, you love this show. And if you don't, hopefully you like it as well. You can always shoot us an email with your thoughts to americatonight.net. All right, finally, we talked about this a ton last week, but that Flight 447, the Air France flight, so mysterious. It seemed as though that finally there was a break in finding the debris, but then it turned out it wasn't the debris from the Air France flight. That's where we left this saga before the weekend. Well, now, fast forward a couple of days, 17 bodies pulled out of the waters near Brazil, all recovered, of course, from the crash of the jetliner off that South American coastline. The Brazilian Navy, the Air Force, found 9 bodies originally, and they say that's where the Airbus went down, and they're searching all around as more bodies are starting to appear. Just a rehash in case you didn't hear, this jet was going to Paris from Rio. There were 228 people on board the plane along with the crew. It was very mysterious because it just disappeared into thin air, almost like the television series Lost. Suddenly vanished, gone. And there was all kinds of speculations. Was it a bomb because there had been bomb threats to some other airliners in South America? Was it a lightning strike? Did an electrical process fail as a result? Did the plane fly too low? And they're still, of course, piecing that all together. But the good news, I think, I mean, it's sad and it's tragic, but the fact that you're finding bodies brings closure to a lot of families versus the first day, the second day, the third day. Geez, we don't know what happened. We're scouring this vast Atlantic Ocean. It's so deep and the conditions are bad and we can't find the plane and we're looking for the pings and all that other stuff. It had to be horrific for anybody who had family members on that plane. So they found the bodies about 700 miles from the coast, and they found a couple of other things like luggage, a leather briefcase, that kind of stuff. And sadly, obviously, still trying to piece together what might have happened. But they did find 2 key pieces in the middle of all that evidence. They've got the flight data and cockpit voice recorders, that's what they're hoping to find anyway. They think they will in that area, but they're still missing because the fear is that it's probably on the ocean floor. And if you look at how deep that water is, I mean, that part of the ocean where they found the bodies, you're talking about 26,000 feet deep. Yeah, like 8,000 meters. We know that's very, very deep. So you have to go down with a special craft even to go down to the bottom of it. And there's still, like I said, the good news is the pieces of evidence they think they're near because of the pinging sound, but they also believe they're on the ocean floor. So those pinger locators, That's what helps them. They're kind of like emergency beacons, if you will. And that's what they're starting to look for. They're starting to find the specific area and starting to go down, which is probably a really, really, I think, good thing. But for crash investigators, that's the whole idea. They want to put this together and figure out the clues from the pieces so that they know or try to at least piece together what possibly happened, because they had these error messages saying that the plane might have been flying too fast or too slow through horrible thunderstorms where a lot of other pilots avoided that area. It seems to point to that. But like I said, the good news is, I think, for the families is the fact that they found some of these bodies. I mean, honestly, it sounds ghoulish, but if you had a loved one in some kind of an accident, wouldn't you want to have a body? There's something about that. There's something about the closure that you can bury or cremate or whatever it is you do according to your religious beliefs. But at least I think mentally you get a sense of some kind of closure anyway. Hey, there's no closure, certainly, when it comes to North Korea. And, you know, I've been railing on this a ton because nothing infuriates me more than the situation with North Korea. The fact that Kim Jong-il forever gets away with the nonsense that, frankly, he gets away with. And these so-called sanctions, or, geez, you better look out because we're going to do something. Pretty much all of us have had enough of this guy, this dictator who I think is laughing all the way to the bank because, of course, he's still continuing to run his goods through China and other areas. But now it's time to smack down on Kim Jong-il, and even President Obama agrees. Here's a little snippet of what he said about North Korea.
Actions over the last several months have been extraordinarily provocative.
Yeah, extraordinarily provocative. And if you go back to the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, they looked to the UN for sanctions, and look, here we are again with a couple of missile tests and worrying about nukes. And certainly Japan as an ally, they have to be massively concerned. And now China might get into the game. China pretty much skittish about getting too deep into it and realizing what can happen with North Korea, but also realizing it hurts them as well. So Hillary Clinton says that the State Department is really looking into whether North Korea should be placed back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Now, there has to be some sort of legal process, I'm assuming, for this, because they were taken off the list. And at this point, I think Obama, I think anyone in his administration, and I think the rest of us are sick of this, so I'm going to give them thumbs up for this. But the bottom line is, how far should the U.S. go in showing muscle to the North Koreans? Okay, talking about intercepting boats and talking about intercepting boats that might have weapons, let's call them weapons of mass destruction, for lack of a better word. Well, nukes, right? But also, now there's talk of aiding China and not letting things be exported into China. So not just threats of sanctions, but actually hitting North Korea in the so-called pocketbook. To me, I think that's the very first thing. Not talk about it. Not talk about the UN. Not talk about the possibilities of it. Cut the tough talk and get down to the smackdown. And the smackdown is, listen, we're tired. We've gone through two presidencies where we have given you a ton of leeway. A ton of leeway. Both a Democratic administration and a Republican administration. And then the UN would threaten these sanctions for years. But nothing happens. So Kim Jong-il, as I said, just laughs, sets off the missile tests, flexes his muscle, tells everybody, announces to the world what the North Koreans had done. And I think you just cannot bury your head in the sand. There's so much going on between worrying about Iran, obviously, the Middle East peace, so-called peace process, and a slew of other things like Iraq and Afghanistan. But so what? You cannot let North Korea get away with this. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Keep that number handy. We're going to take your calls. But next, we have a really interesting guest you're not going to want to miss here on ATN.
Oh, Brick. Oh, no. I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay, hon?
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. were surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Talk about here on America Tonight. Carl Schoengers joins us now. We're talking about our religions teaching intolerance. You know how that old saying about religion and politics can't bring it up at the dinner table, and I told you I didn't grow up that way. And you know America Tonight is all about letting it all hang out, and everything is up for grabs in every sort of direction. So please, if you want to chime in, feel free to do that at 800-259-5791. Carl, thanks for hanging with us on ATN. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Let's just take that question as a whole. Are religions teaching intolerance? What do you think?
They're doing both. Our religions are highly bipolar. They have, and chiefly the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, they have marvelous morals and ethics at one pole, which have served us all very well and which we all profit and gain from. But on the other pole, they all also have a pole of exclusivity. Each of them says that unless you believe this certain way, you're going to burn and rot in hell for an eternity. And it depends on which of those you wish to emphasize. If we allow the extremists in these religions to become prominent and dominant, then they will emphasize that exclusivity clause. And then all kinds of terrible things happen when we think that no one else has it right, and they deserve to suffer for believing differently. That's the problem we see nowadays.
And is it because I think people want to belong, and so in theory that's okay. You want to belong, you have similar beliefs, but then, as you said it, then you get the extremism comes into play, and it gets nasty. It gets nasty in the United States, obviously outside of our borders. When you look at the Middle East and things that have happened there.
No. Sure.
And so many religions, you know this, Carl, so many wars are actually religious wars, right?
You know, I'm not sure how much they are religious wars. I think there's a lot of human greed and jealousy and anger and bitterness over decades that's thrown in there. But, yeah, our religions are used as the excuse, at least, for Muslims and Jews to kill each other, and for various sects to kill each other, for Protestants and Catholics to kill each other. The highlight of all this is, I'm sure for all of us, is that those Muslim extremists that flew airplanes into the world Trade Center towers believed in their hearts that they were doing the most moral and just and right thing that they could do with their lives by that terrible act.
Right. You've got a book that's called Religious Subversion of Democracy. Explain the title. How'd you come up with that title?
Well, I was concerned that we would allow extremism in religions to become a part of our government. Democracy doesn't work that way. It is certainly for religions. It is for the free practice of religions of all kind. It wants people to have their religions and have those religions give them guidance and comfort. But it is also just as much freedom of religion that believes that no one religion should have the right to force its belief on any others. It's democracy says that every person should be able to believe and worship as they wish without having something else forced on them. They should have that faith without being punished or a loss of possessions or jail time or anything else. They should have that freedom of their own expression and worship.
And I think people forget, Carl, that that's what our democracy was founded on, of course, the founding fathers. That's the whole idea, right?
That's the idea. Let everyone have their own worship and religion. Do not let any one religion dominate and force others to believe that certain way. That's not what we're after. That's not what democracy is after. And that scares me when I hear people talk. They mean well. But when they say this should be a Christian nation with only Christian judges and Christian senators and Christian presidents and Christian everything, I'm sure they mean well, but that would be a terrible mistake to not allow that diversity of religious belief.
Yeah, because we certainly can agree to disagree. I don't understand that either. So how do you pull it around? I mean, obviously you write a book and it's about that. I do a talk show and I talk about, you know, when I might not agree with my neighbor, but gosh, we live in a democracy and I embrace the fact that we all have the right to worship how we want to or have freedom of speech and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, that's one thing that can happen. But on a bigger scale, what do you think needs to happen?
I believe that we have to look carefully at our religions. I think that we are those of us who do not become terribly riled about our religions are at fault too, because we allow those who are extremists to express themselves in violent ways. What we need to do is look carefully at our religions and emphasize in every way we can their compassionate portions and de-emphasize and resist in any way we can these exclusivity expressions of our religions where we want to punish other people for believing differently. That's a terrible way for any religion to behave.
Yeah. When you were doing the research for your book, what did you, in the various areas, what did you find to be particularly disturbing as far as certain religions?
I think they're all at fault. I think what I do in the book is to begin with what science tells us about our world and our universe and contrast that with what our religions tell us. Then I take each of those religions in turn, examine their belief systems and what we can believe in as factual and helpful in our lives and what parts we really have to doubt and wonder why we allow those to guide us at all. I think that for, in very brief terms, I think for the Islam, which is a marvelous, compassionate religion, and has one of its five pillars being compassionate, taking care of the lame, the poor, the weak, the traveler, the widow, the orphan. They have to do that to be part of the religion. Their problem, I think, major problem in that religion is exclusivity entirely. This only applies to Muslims. It does not apply to anyone else. I think that's pretty much so in Christianity and Judaism. Judaism, for example, says that In their religion, they're the chosen people. No other people are chosen to be the dominant people over all other people in the world. And, you know, if you want to emphasize in any religion this exclusive elite club nobody else belongs to, if you believe just a certain way, and then punish other people for not believing that way, then we are in trouble.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that, and I think it's across the board, and that's why I'm glad that you do that in your book, examining all the religions and looking across the board to everything and saying, okay, here's what the belief system is, here's what we've seen. And I guess the key thing is what you said at the beginning, it's the extremism of it. It's being an extremist and taking it to a completely different level, and unfortunately that happens in a lot of different religions, right?
Well, all religions have their extremists. We see it primarily in those that we are most familiar with, which are the religions of Abraham. But the Hindu and Buddhists Sikhs and all the others have their different sects that that are sometimes extremely violent towards their fellow humans. So, yeah, they all have that problem.
Yeah. If somebody wants to get a copy of Religious Subversion of Democracy, where can they do that, Carl?
Any online bookstore. It's you can order it.
All right. So Amazon.com.
Yeah,
hey, Carl, thanks. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Thanks for your call.
All right. Dr. Tiller is an example of that. The killing of Dr. Tiller, of course, the abortionist doctor. And I can understand how some people would be infuriated with his work. He was one of three doctors that did the late-term abortions, but to go to the extreme of gunning him down, this is exactly what we're talking about in the name of Christianity, right? So the book is timely, and you heard a mention, of course, when you talk about Islam, and you talk about, obviously, ultimately, what is the goal and what is the exclusivity of the club for the extremist part of the club. Unfortunately, in the United States, we've seen that jihadism, etc., and the feeding into the Taliban and whatnot. And in the United States, it's like you have to keep in mind, okay, here's the deal, folks. We purposely got away from England so we could practice what we wanted to practice and we could say what we wanted to say, right? Coming up on the flip side, the Daily Salute. He was sort of at a loss for words, but what a day. Who am I talking about? The mystery man? Has to do with sports and a tennis racket. That's next on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Well. And to be, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you.
Remember, you can chime in whenever you want to at 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on ATN. We're just at the start of the work week. And what a weekend it's been as we roll into yet another week in June, June 8th. We're going to get to this day in history, birthdays and all that kind of stuff coming up round the bend. I did mention there Roger Federer to me. I think you have to just tip your cap at his amazing athletic ability. Even if you know nothing about sports or really could care less, if you when it comes to history, you know, because we're all, I think most of us anyway, are fans of some sort of history. It's phenomenal what he's been able to do. 14 majors the guy has won. So he's tied with Pete Sampras. I think he's sure to break that record, but, of course, time will tell. He has to do it. Wimbledon is coming up next in a couple of weeks. But clay is a tricky surface. He wins finally on clay, winning the French Open. And, sure, Rafa Nadal was out of the tournament, but he still is one of the best players on clay, and people forget that. So it was tremendous to see him win, and you could just see the tears running down his face, which I loved that. So Roger Federer with a big-time win at the French Open, and the crowd certainly enjoyed it. I've been to a lot of Roger Federer matches just in liking tennis and going to see it. But I don't know that I've ever seen a crowd that was more pro Roger Federer, because tennis is one of those individual sports, and you could see that the people were really swayed and really pulling for him. So congratulations to Federer for winning the French Open. Matt, in Federer doing this now, it's 15 and he has the record. And think of this, he's not even 30 years old. He's 28 years old and already what he's accomplished. And I know it's athletics, and you can weigh out how long people do things in other sports, but still, I think that's a pretty incredible accomplishment.
Yeah, definitely. Tennis is kind of the younger man's sport, though, because didn't what is it, Pete Sampras, he retired rather early, too.
30s.
Yeah. I think Agassi was the last guy who kind of lasted into his late 30s, wasn't he?
Yeah, because it's so tough on your knees and your back and all that sort of stuff. And so that's pretty great that he did it, like I said, before he's even in his 30s. And he's pretty good friends with Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods won the Memorial Tournament for people who watch a little bit of golf. And Tiger came up with his 67th win, and he's in his early 30s. And that's
amazing shots, too.
I know. I watched it, and it was
Eagles were ridiculous.
It was crazy. One, he was in a clump of grass, and he chipped it in, and it was amazing to watch that ball roll across the green and drop in. And he finishes with two birdies and wins that tournament. It's his fourth time he's won it. It's Jack Nicklaus's tournament, and you know, he's recovering from the whole surgery thing still and finding his groove, and he definitely found his groove in that tournament. I mean, he, again, is one of those guys. He makes these shots, and you just, all you can do is say, wow, that's just God-given incredible talent, I think. So good for Tiger Woods. 67 tournaments, winning that many, and he still has a lot left, I think, in the tank. Who knows when it's said and done, there's another guy who's going to set all kinds of records, all kinds of records. Hey, to rehash some of the things worth mentioning again, if you just tuned in, some of the things that have happened over the weekend. Heading into this week, I'm sure searchers will find more bodies from that Air France crash. They pulled out 17 so far, and this is 700 miles outside of, off the coast of Brazil. It was a flight that was headed to France and unfortunately just disappeared, boom, like into thin air. And there's so much conversation about what could have happened. Now they're piecing this all together. The U.S. is adding to the help here. They contributed these high-tech devices that help look for the emergency beacons, which are deep into the water. And they're desperately trying to do that so they get a better sense of tracing the events too fast, too slow, whatever, through the black box. And it was eerie when this plane disappeared, if you remember, because there wasn't much to the story. And they originally thought they had found some of the debris, but it turned out not to be debris from this flight. And so now the idea of finding the bodies is good because they can learn a lot from the bodies they found as to what could have happened. But also there's closure. There's closure for, I think, the people who lost people in that flight who had to go through this incredible period of mourning, not knowing really what happened, having no evidence of what happened, and that's significant, certainly, for the people that are left behind, because let's face it, that's always what it is. It's for the people that are still living, that are connected to those that were lost on the plane, and it's just thinking it's another random day and getting on the plane and flying to Paris, and then that happens. And the true thought seems to be, from the investigators, is there was something to where they were flying, where how low they were flying and what was happening in the area at the time with the thunderstorms might have affected the plane. But the guessing game continues until they find all the data they need to give them a better sense of what happened as they try to piece it together. I mean, they can give a million different best guess scenarios, but it doesn't actually answer the question, right? A couple of other things, too. Sad story. Two U.S. reporters now looking at 12 years in a North Korean prison. Can you imagine? Apparently they had done a story, or were working on a story about human trafficking right there in that North Korea-China border. And how they got into the hands of the North Koreans, you know, that's kind of a question mark. But Sweden represented them in this court proceeding, as, of course, there's nobody from the United States that can do that. Hillary Clinton went to bat for them. There were some other people trying to help them. The reporters for Current TV, which is something that former U.S. VP Al Gore put together. He's one of the main investors of this. It's his venture, really. So Laura Ling and Yuna Lee were put in this courtroom and were sentenced to 12 years of reform through labor. What North Korea is saying that the grave crime they committed against the Korean nation and their illegal border crossing is what it is the illegal border crossing. So I think they got tipped, nailed them. We're going to try to use them as bait, but this is a rough, rough thing, I'm sure, for their families. Lisa Ling has some notoriety. You might have seen her on some shows, and she was out there pleading for people to help her sister. And so these reporters end up in the wrong hands, and you cannot appeal. This is the finality of this court in North Korea. Once they make the decision, that's it. So Sweden represents the U.S. because, of course, two countries were on opposite sides. We're in the Korean War, blah, blah, blah. There's no diplomatic relations, so you get what the gist is. And it's just 1, 2, 3, the judge makes the decision, and geez, that was it. So that has to be frightening, as it looks like there's no way out in this case unless some bargaining chip gets thrown in the way of the United States. But I'm thinking right now, no. Shocking story, too, that a lot of people will be talking about, what I call water cooler buzz, in a very sad way. You know, there's those good stories, the feel-good stories, and those really sickening stories. This is one of those sickening stories, I hate to tell you. 28-year-old Oregon woman was charged with murder. And check this out. After the body of a new mother was found in a crawl space of her house, they had rescue crews that went to Karina Roberts' home in Washington County because there was a response of a newborn in distress. They found the boyfriend unsuccessfully trying to revive the baby using first aid techniques. Yeah, so the newborn died. The mother was found dead in the crawl space. This is just sick all the way around, what is going on with this in this woman's head. An autopsy is obviously going to try to determine how the baby was delivered and whether he died before or after birth. And the outcome of that could result in another murder charge for this woman, this 28-year-old woman. I happen to see a picture of her, and boy, she looks crazed in that picture. But can you imagine somehow, I don't know, abducting this pregnant woman and then attacking her and throwing her body in the crawl space? Wow. Somebody is wondering where she is, and she, like I said, she just disappeared into thin air, and now this story breaks out. And the woman, the girl, because she really was a girl, her name was Heather Snively, and she's just 21 years old, and they had her in the crawl space under the kitchen. So maybe one of those cases of, I'm going to raise the kid, that happened when I was a reporter in Albuquerque. It was an awful story. A woman had this in her mind that she was pregnant and was telling people that, and of course she wasn't. So she was cruising around looking for pregnant women, found one, somehow kidnapped her, took her up into the woods, cut out the baby, left her to bleed to death. She cut out the baby with a key. Of course, didn't know what to do once she had the baby, drove to the hospital, said she had given birth, and they knew something was not right and that she hadn't given birth, and then it led the trail to the pregnant woman that was just dead already, had already bled out in the mountains, and that was one of those situations. It sounds a little bit like that situation where they had kidnapped her to take the baby, and then the baby, in this case, dies, so they are doing the autopsy to just prove it, in other words, but awful. Awfully, awfully depressing, no doubt. Coming up on the flip side, though, we're going to lighten the load. That means news you can abuse. Hopefully you'll maybe get a chuckle out of that. Certainly this day in history, and then birthdays as well, so don't go away.
Concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart, be safe, Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
On this day in history, one of the things we can tell you, 1905, President Teddy Roosevelt offered to act as a mediator in the Russo-Japanese War because he had certainly won some pretty big favor. That's just one slice of what you'll get coming up in a few minutes here on the show. In the meantime, man, I've gotten a ton of email, and I feel badly. We haven't done email in a while. You can always shoot me an email. Say this constantly on the show, and you're doing it, americatonight.net. So let's head to the inbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet. All right, here's one from Lydia L. Lydia L. says, Ms. Delaney, I really enjoy your talk show. I work the graveyard shift. I think you keep it fun and light, and then also you throw in some of the serious stuff, but I enjoy it. You were talking about the two women in North Korea. Any chance do you think of them getting out? Thank you. I'll tell you, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good unless there's some kind of, I think that they could be used as like kind of political pawns. But what is the U.S. government going to do that's going to get them back, especially now when they're calling for tougher policies? I don't see it. And I don't, you know how the what the deal is. We don't negotiate with terrorists, so they go back on, if North Korea does go back on the terror list, it's not looking good at this point. Lisa Ling has a good reason to be upset about her sister, and the more you listen to little details of the story, the more it sounds like they were completely set up and nabbed at the, and they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. But you, what can you do? You can't take that back. And unfortunately, they're processed through, get the 12 years, and it has to be certainly more than frightening. Alan's listening to us in Vermont. Alan says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for over the last couple of years. Thumbs up. I really enjoy it. I got to say, I love it when you do this day in history. I think you should throw in some musical things on this day in history and perhaps maybe even some movie tidbits. All right, Alan. So we'll have to get the 20 researchers that work on this show to start digging up some stuff from the music world and from movies as well. There is things that happen that we could look at, not just so much, because a lot of it does have to do with politics or wars or that kind of stuff, but we could also throw some of the lighter fare into that as well. Here's one from Dennis D., not to be confused with Dennis McMahon, who always emails us. And Dennis says, hey, you mentioned earlier in the show about Roger Federer. I think it's great when he's done his career. How many Grand Slams do you think he'll look back on? How many titles in all? Well, you know, it's funny. That's like throwing darts at a board. And when you talk about Grand Slams, if you're talking about completing a Grand Slam, I think it's really tough to do. He now has all, you know, with between Wimbledon and the French and the Australian Open and the U.S. Open. But how many numbers-wise? I think he breaks Pete Sampras's record. If he's healthy and depending on everybody else who's out there, Matt said it, tennis is a young man's game. There's so many incredibly talented young players that come up that are 20, 21, 22, and you get in these five-set matches and you try to go deep into a draw somewhere and it's pretty tough. If he reached 20, that would be something. But I see him definitely hitting 15. 20 would be incredible, and what a record that would be. And maybe, but I'd say that's as far as he would go because I think there's too many people that would get in his way, and then, of course, you have to worry about his health. Here's one from the other Dennis McMahon. He emails us all the time, and his emails are always so good. Here's one that he sent me. We don't have anything to apologize to Islamic people for. It was the U.S., which has consistently been relatively pro-Islamic in recent decades, true. We were allied with Pakistan during the Cold War. We've helped Muslims in Bosnia, and we've helped Muslims in Afghanistan against the Russians. American blood has been shed to help Muslim human rights, and we've enjoyed major strategic alliances in the Islamic world. This guy has no realistic sense of history, and his harping on torture claims is unwise. And, of course, he's talking about Barack Obama and the ripple effect of the Barack Obama deal. And what he's talking about is last week in giving the speech, the idea that was he apologizing for the United States? Was he apologizing for the previous administration and some of the things that he said? So as you can see, we get a wide range of emails. As I mentioned before, you can flip us one, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Let's head to news you can abuse, and some of this is kind of interesting. Check this out. The Shady Lady Ranch, doesn't sound good, does it? It's in Vegas, is a legal brothel in Nevada. The owner, Bobby Davis, wants to hire men to serve as female customers at her establishment. Times are pretty tough, even in that business. Just last summer, she offered a $50 gas card to customers willing to make the 150-mile drive from Las Vegas. Ooh, that's pretty far. Davis figures women customers might take a little longer in the bedroom, but she'll charge them the same as men. She says $500 buys 2 hours, $800 gets you three. Wow. Wonder how many people are actually partaking in that. Okay. Here's another one for you. The getaway car didn't provide apparently much of a getaway in Daytona Beach, Florida. Check this out. Cops there report a couple of suspected bank robbers forgot to check the gas tank. Their getaway ride ran out of gas. Yes, it did. Just a short way from the bank. Police found the abandoned SUV, traced it back to the registered owner, Jason Warren Dietrich. He and Randall Frederick Walker were both busted and now face bank robbery charges. Duh. How could you not have a full tank of gas? Whoops. See, it just goes to show you, it's very easy to get caught because you slip up with something. How about this with Coke? A lot of things go good with Coke, including green tea. Green tea flavored Coca-Cola. Ooh, I don't know about that. It's going to hit Japan on this Monday, right now. A Coke of Japan spokesperson says green tea Coke will certainly help the health-conscious young women. Green tea is touted to have health benefits. Pepsi has an exotic concoction of its own, a Japanese basil-flavored Pepsi. Goes on sale later this month, of course. Tit for tat, right? This day in history, in 1948, the Texaco Star Theater made its debut on NBC with Milton Berle guest hosting the first program. He was later named the permanent host. Before my time, but I've seen clips of it, certainly, and some of you may remember it. In 1978, a jury in Clark County, Nevada, ruled the so-called Mormon will, purportedly written by the late billionaire Howard Hughes, was a forgery. 1998, the National Rifle Association elected Charlton Heston as its president. Just 10 years ago, President Bill Clinton announced new restrictions aimed at making it tougher for teens to actually sneak into R-rated movies. 5 years ago, an American who worked for a U.S. defense contractor was shot and killed in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Boy, that opened up a wild can of worms, certainly. The U.N. Security Council gave unanimous approval also to a resolution endorsing the transfer of sovereignty to Iraq's new government by the end of June. And that was 5 years ago. Now, end of June, Americans are out of Iraq. Of course, there will be a base there. Celebrating a birthday today. Oh, this list is pretty long and with a couple of different types of people. Former First Lady Barbara Bush turns 84 years old. Actor, comedian Jerry Stiller, a couple of years younger than Barbara, 82. Joan Rivers, there was never a facelift that she didn't like, 76 years old. Nancy Sinatra is 69. Actress Kathy Baker is 59 years old. Country musician Tony Rice turns 58 years old, also celebrating a birthday. Juliana Margolis, who is back on TV doing some kind of one of those Lifetime shows or something, is 42 years old. Kelly Williams, an actress, is 39, also celebrating a birthday. Rapper Kanye West is 32 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Celebrate it in style. Get someone to at least buy your lunch, your dinner, I don't know, a cupcake, something. Leave you with this. I don't believe one ought to face facts. If they don't get behind you, they may become terrors, nightmares, giants, horrors. As long as one faces them, one is the top dog. Confusing, eh?